and casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It is 74 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis crediting those who were involved in the cleanup from Hurricane Helene for making the debris removal from the Milton easier.
We had shifts working round the clock, and you had in the wee hours of the morning, as Milton was expected to make landfall later that day, you still had this debris operation going. So that made a huge difference, and it definitely mitigated some of the damages.
The storm killed 16 people across Florida and left 2.5 million without power, but the governor says it could have been a lot worse. After kicking off his battleground state blitz for Kamala Harris in Pennsylvania last night, former President Barack Obama will be headed next to Tucson, Arizona on October 18th and Las Vegas on the 19th, according to an official with the Harris campaign. Donald Trump will be in Aurora, Colorado this afternoon and Reno, Nevada later this evening. Fisher-Price is recalling millions of Snugga infant swings after 5 deaths have been reported over the past decade. This is ABC News. An investigation is underway at a Houston school after teachers were accused of giving kids stickers that are believed to be sleeping aids. Here's ABC's Stephanie Ramos.
The district telling ABC station KTRK the staff members in question were immediately removed from the classroom and placed on administrative leave pending an ongoing investigation by the Spring ISD Police Department, and that it takes every allegation of educator misconduct seriously and will take all necessary measures to ensure that our students are educated in a safe and nurturing environment.
So far, no charges have been filed. A breakthrough discovery on Mount Everest. A boot and a sock were found last month by a National Geographic team at a melting glacier. They also believe they have found the remains of a climber, A.C. Irvine, who disappeared while trying to summit the mountain in 1924. If Irvine and his partner did reach the summit, they would have accomplished it 29 years before Sir Edmund Hillary. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, The People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Muscadet Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 74 degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. Our forecast calls for partly sunny, breezy, and balmy for October, a high near 80. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 46. Then tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy and much cooler, a slight chance of a light shower or sprinkles in the afternoon with a high of 65. In Richland Center, we have easterly winds at 7 miles per hour, and after a low this morning of 38, it's 74 degrees.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong. A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
It's 75 degrees in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Iowa County Health Department is reminding people to protect themselves from mosquito bites now that a horse in Iowa County has tested positive for West Nile virus. The presence of a horse with West Nile virus confirms that there are mosquitoes in the area infected with West Nile virus that can transmit the virus to people and other animals. Previous West Nile virus infections in people, mosquitoes, and animals have already been reported in other parts of the state this year. West Nile virus is transmitted to humans, horses, birds, and other animals through the bite of an infected mosquito. Mosquitoes acquire West Nile virus by feeding on infected birds. The virus is not spread from person to person, animal to animal, or animal to person. Most people who are infected with the virus do not get sick. Those who do become ill usually experience mild symptoms such as fever, headache, muscle ache, rash, and fatigue. However, some people, about 1%, who become infected with the virus get seriously ill with symptoms that include high fever, muscle weakness, stiff neck, disorientation, mental confusion, tremors, paralysis, and coma. Older adults and those with compromised immune systems are at greater risk of developing severe illness that can be fatal. It is important that people contact a healthcare provider if they suspect they have West Nile virus illness. Social Security benefits and supplemental security income payments for more than 72.5 million Americans will increase 2.5% in 2025. On average, Social Security retirement benefits will increase by about $50 per month starting in January. Over the last decade, the COLA increase has averaged about 2.6%. The COLA was 3.2% in 2024. Nearly 68 million Social Security beneficiaries will see a 2.5% cost of living adjustment beginning in January 2025. Increased payments to nearly 7.5 million people receiving SSI will begin on December 31, 2024. Some other adjustments that take effect in January of each year are based on the increase in average wages. Based on that increase, the maximum amount of earnings subject to the Social Security tax is slated to increase to $176,100 from $168,600. Social Security begins notifying people about their new benefit amount by mail starting in early December. This year, for the first time, Social Security beneficiaries will receive a newly designed and improved COLA notice that makes it easier for customers to find the information they need most. The simplified COLA notice is now only one page, uses plain and personalized language, and provides exact dates and dollar amounts of a person's new benefit amount and any deductions. Individuals who have a personal My Social Security account can view their COLA notice online, which is secure, easy, and faster than receiving a letter in the mail. People can set up text or email alerts when there is a new message, such as their COLA notice waiting for them in My Social Security. People will need to have a personal My Social Security account by November 20th to see their COLA notice online. To get started, visit ssa.gov/myaccount. Information about Medicare changes for 2025 will be available at medicare.gov. For Social Security beneficiaries enrolled in Medicare, the 2025 benefit amount will be available via My Social Security's Message Center starting in late November. Those who have not opted to receive messages online will receive their COLA notice by mail in December. The Social Security Act provides for how the COLA is calculated. The Social Security Act ties the annual COLA to the increase in the Consumer Price Index for urban wage earners and clerical workers, as determined by the Department of Labor's Bureau of Labor Statistics. A record high number of adults with disabilities in Wisconsin have jobs, more than 178,000 last year. Melinda Craig is a disability employment specialist. She says workers with disabilities seem to have better luck finding jobs with small businesses, and that larger employers could be doing more to provide opportunities.
I do notice that through online job applications that it's not quite as easy to get those skills and information out there. We do find that it's a little more difficult to connect with those bigger companies to encourage them to hire individuals with disabilities.
October is National Disability Employment Awareness Month. Many office jobs are no longer going to be in an office. That's the assessment from UW-Madison business professor Iris Miras, who says work-from-home jobs will remain part of the economy long past the pandemic. That's because many businesses took the chance during COVID to get rid of office buildings to cut overhead. Miras says studies over the last several years have largely dispelled the idea that workers need to be in a physical office to be productive. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will be back in Wisconsin next week as the presidential campaign moves into its final weeks. The Democratic vice president candidate will stop in Eau Claire and Green Bay on Monday. This is Walz's sixth stop in the state since becoming the VP nominee. Walz will deliver a speech in Green Bay and take part in a campaign event in Eau Claire. There are just over 3 weeks until Election Day. Governor Tony Evers has appointed Craig Rukoff as Grant County Sheriff. The appointment fills a vacancy created by Sheriff Nate Dreckman's resignation. Rukoff will complete the remainder of the unexpired term that ends January 2027. Rukoff is currently the jail administrator for the Grant County Sheriff's Office. Previously, he served as a jailer, deputy sheriff, detective, patrol sergeant, and detective sergeant for the Grant County Sheriff's Office, dedicating his entire law enforcement career to Grant County. Rukoff currently resides in Lancaster with his family. He earned an associate degree in police science technology from Western Technical College in La Crosse and is a graduate of the Wisconsin Law Enforcement Command College. Wisconsin motorists can support the Sandhill Crane and the endangered whooping crane with a new license plate from the Department of Transportation. Ryan Michalesko with the International Crane Foundation in Baraboo said the new specialty plates will be a great opportunity to ensure people have the opportunity to learn more about cranes, in addition to providing support for the work the foundation has been doing in Wisconsin for the last 50 years. The foundation will receive a tax-deductible donation of $25 for each plate and subsequent annual registration. That funding will support two key projects: continued efforts to reintroduce the whooping crane and resolution of crop damage caused by sandhill cranes. The donation is in addition to the regular registration fees and one-time $15 issuance fee. You can order plates online. It is a sunny 75 degrees in Richland Center at 12:15. Don't miss the Ithaca School Fair. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-through. Okay, we do not have a drive-through. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center, is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. No appointment needed. Professional, friendly, stay-in-your-car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance. If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
It's 75 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:19. The 102nd Ithaca School Fair and Homecoming will be held tomorrow. Students and residents alike are able to show off their entries. Melissa Sprecher is the Agriculture Education Instructor and FFA Advisor at the Ithaca School District.
There's a few places where only the juniors, we call it the junior show, which is kids that go to school there. So 4K through high school. And that's the livestock is basically, we just have those entries. But for all the things in the gym, so everything from cooking, canning, scrapbooking, sewing, Legos, woodworking, vegetables, you know, farm crops, all of that is open to our area too. So the people who have graduated or people from the area can enter. And we encourage that. We love to have that gym just full of things.
Non-animal exhibits may be dropped off in the gym today from 2 to 7. Those planning to show livestock should be in place down by the old basketball court at 7:30 tomorrow morning. The Ithaca Volleyball Boosters alumni volleyball game will also be held tonight in the community gym at 5. This year's homecoming court features representatives from all high school grades. Senior FFA member Bailey Wanless serves as president of the Ithaca FFA.
The freshmen are Peyton Brown and Autumn McBain. The sophomores are Caden Keller and Brinley Wanless. The juniors are Devin Iam and Brooklyn Dickey. And then the senior guys are Sammy Clary, Wesley Nelson, Wyatt Hilby, and Mac Neef. And then the girls are Holly King, Tristan Peterson, Alyssa Muller, and then me.
The homecoming parade will step off Saturday morning at 10:30. The homecoming football game will kick off at 1:30. Everyone is invited to attend and spend the day. Food and refreshments will be available for purchase throughout the day on the grounds. The Jimmies will entertain tonight at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Members of the Jimmies come from all walks of life to put together an eclectic sound. Jimmy Vagley is the band leader.
There's one or two teachers, a couple of retired guys, somebody that sells spices, and I'm a dairy farmer. So it's, it rounds out pretty evenly as to a, quite an eclectic group. I had originally come out with a solo album back in 2006, and I had horns in there, and it was blues-based and with some R&B songs, and I always wanted to have a band that had horns. And we just kept building it off of that theme, and I've really enjoyed it, writing the tunes that are based around horn lines and songs that have that Memphis feel with a little New Orleans feel mixed in with some Chicago blues. It's a fun little way to write and express what I'm feeling and hearing. So I've really enjoyed these years together with all these guys.
The Jimmies are an award-winning, high-energy, seven-piece funky blues band with touring experience throughout the U.S., the Caribbean, and Europe.
I'm very proud of the band itself, and I love that we, as a band, have won some great awards, and we'll always be proud of that. But I also really enjoy the fact that I'm not the greatest player in the world and not the greatest songwriter, but when you put your heart into it and write a tune that really comes from inside, and people like it, that there's, I don't know, that is, seems to be the biggest reward to me.
Join the Richland County Performing Arts Council for a night of high-energy blues music tonight at the Richland Center City Auditorium.
Be ready to have a whole different range of songs, slow, fast, loud, quiet, dancing, provocative, you know, we love doing what we do. And
doors will open at 6 with the opening act, Annie and the Crush at 7 and the Jimmies at 8. Cost of admission is $20. Cross Currents Heritage Center will host Our Guiding Lights, Camilla, Lottie, and Mary Saturday. The site is that of the first settlement of a European American in Richland County, John Coombe. Ben Moffat is a descendant of the family.
It's been in the family continuously since 1838, and my grandmother and my mother and others have often had the public come, and my brother and I are now setting up this Cross Currents Heritage Center, and we see it as a gathering place, educational and cultural gathering place. And what does that mean? Well, it means a lot of things to different people, but for us, it means that it's not just going to be educational, scientific, historical, but it's storytelling, food, music, things like that as well, clothing. So it's a broader thing. It can be more entertaining and richer and more pleasurable.
This weekend's program is the second of the new Heritage Center. It pays tribute to the women who preserved the Tippisaukee Farm.
It's a tribute in song and family stories to my grandmother, my great-aunt, and my mother. And there are lots of fun stories about these old ladies. So it's informative, entertaining, and my wife says it's very funny.
Two shows will be offered at 2 and 4 in the old house. The farm is located at 14640 State Highway 60 near Port Andrew. It is the first farm west of the Blue River Bridge. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce and Johnson Financial Group have announced the top four products moving in on the 9th annual Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest. The competition highlights the state's nearly $72 billion manufacturing industry and the high-tech, high-skill, and high-pay career opportunities available within the sector. The finalists are military medals and insignia from Metalcraft Mint Incorporated of Green Bay, Jolly Good Soda from Cryer Foods of Random Lake, Revo from Vulture Systems of Menominee Falls, and X739 Signature Series Lawn Tractor from John Deere of Horicon. Individuals can vote once per day per device until noon Thursday. The winner will be crowned at WMC's Business Day in Madison that same day. The Wisconsin State Patrol invites families, community members, and anyone interested in a career in law enforcement to stop in and visit a local State Patrol facility at open house events happening throughout the state over the next 2 months. Visitors can meet troopers, inspectors, and dispatchers who serve in each region of the state. Staff will provide demonstrations of the State Patrol's specialty equipment and vehicles. Local public safety partners from law enforcement, fire and emergency services will be in attendance with equipment and interactive displays. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, Wisconsin Motor Carriers Association, and Wisconsin Towing Association will also be available to provide safety information. Safety partner availability and displays vary by location. The open house events are scheduled in each region of the state and will take place at local State Patrol facilities from 3 to 7 on its set date. An open house will be held at the Toma Post Tuesday, October 15th. Open house visitors are encouraged to learn more about the statewide job opportunities available now and the potential for advancement to specialty services in a career with the Wisconsin State Patrol. The State Patrol, the Safety and Enforcement Division of the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, will begin recruiting officers for the 71st Recruit Class, a traditional program, and the 72nd Recruit Class, a lateral program, on October 20th. Applications are due January 19th. Retail services at all Wisconsin post offices will be closed Monday in recognition of Columbus Day. There will be no mail delivery, caller service, or post office box service. The post office will open regularly scheduled hours Saturday, October 12th.
Harvest season is in full swing, and it's crucial to keep your equipment running smoothly. Arneson Service and Repair in Hill Point is here to help. Whether it's tractors, wagons, combines, or skid steers, if it's farm equipment, they'll fix it. From tire repairs and hydraulic hoses to oil changes, their skilled mechanics are ready to keep you working in the field. Call Arneson Service and Repair today, 986-4300, or visit arnesonrepair.com. Keep farming with Arnesons.
Fall in love with shopping local at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. This season, embrace the cozy and shop where it matters most, right here in your community. From bedroom sets to lift chairs, we have everything you need to transform your home for the fall. Plus, you're supporting a local business when you choose us. Come in today and experience personalized service, unbeatable value, and that perfect piece you've been searching for. 172 South Church Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 475-6090. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center offers patients the latest technology. Here's orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Part of that technology is a ROSA robot, which is a robot-assisted knee replacement. I still perform the procedure as the surgeon. However, the robot helps me make very precise and accurate cuts. One step further is called the Smart Knee. It's a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant that provides movement data for each patient. I believe it enhances their recovery. It provides them some reassurance that, yeah, I am doing well and I'm headed in the right direction.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
It's 75 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:30. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Alfred W. Johnson, 93 of Richland Center, died September 29th at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held this afternoon at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military graveside rites will follow in the Button Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed on the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from now until the time of service at 1. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Pine Valley Community Village. Alfred Johnson is survived by 4 children, Leroy Johnson and Lisa Lafferty, Luann and Ed Brown, Leonard and Tammy Johnson, and Laura and Alvin Whitaker, all of Richland Center. 5 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren, 5 stepchildren, James and Judy Burroughs of Onalaska, Jerry Burroughs of Rockford, Illinois, Jeffrey and Tony Burroughs of Sparta, Jan Burroughs of New Orleans, and Karen and Roland Ziegler of Sparta. Step-son-in-law, Tom Fortner of Colorado Springs, Colorado. Special step-grandchild, Cindy and Larry Henderson of Colorado. Many step-grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Special friend, Edna Slayback of Richland Center. And many other relatives and friends. Alfred W. Johnson, 93 of Richland Center. Dory Faber, 80 of Lone Rock, died Sunday at UW Health University Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Friday, today at 2, at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home today from 1 until the time of service at 2. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to St. Jude. Survivors of Dory Faber include 2 daughters, Jenny and Ryan, and Deanna and John. 2 sons, Barry and Cyril, and Derek and Carrie. 9 grandchildren, great-grandchildren, siblings, other relatives, and friends. Dory Faber, 80 of Lone Rock. Michael James Flynn, 82 of Highland, died August 18th at Upland Hills Health Hospital and Clinics. A celebration of life gathering will be held Saturday from 11 to 3 at the Highland Fire Department. A private family burial will be held in the Avoca Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family for a charity of their choosing. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Survivors of Michael Flynn include his children, Rose and Don Williams of DeSoto, Bonnie and John Oxnam of Dodgeville, Pat and Jody Flynn of Highland, Mike Flynn and Kristen Anderson of Highland, Michelle and Eric Friedrich of Spring Green, Jim and Susan Flynn of Four Oaks, North Carolina, and Joe and Tammy Flynn of Winterville, North Carolina. 13 grandchildren, 18 great-grandchildren, a great-great-grandson, siblings David and Anna Mae Flynn, Terry and Sue Flynn, Kevin and Deb Flynn, Judy and Randy Huntington, Kate and Tom Ludlam, and Kelly and Vicki Flynn. Nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Michael James Flynn, 82 of Highland. William Richard Bill Oliver, 82 of Viola, died September 27th at home. A graveside service will be held at Manning Cemetery Saturday at 11 with military rites by Running Johnson Ray, VFW Post 3032. A celebration of life will follow the graveside service at the Legion Hall in Viola from noon to 4. In lieu of flowers, donations to the Viola Rescue Squad would be appreciated. The Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Services in Viroqua is serving the family. Bill Oliver is survived by his brothers, Harlan and Debbie, Gerald and Linda, Hugh and Pat, and David. Sisters, Kay Sittig, Audrey, and Brendan Brian Hinnick. Sisters-in-law, Cheryl and Marvin Masher, and Serena and David Salisbury. Brother-in-law, Robert and Iris Sanford, and many nieces, nephews, friends, and special cousin, Sue O'Brien. William Richard, Bill Oliver, 82, of Viola. Diane L. Turner, 70, of Boscobel, died September 28th at the UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Sunday at 3 at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet in Boscobel. A private family burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet Sunday from 1 until the time of service at 3. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Diane Turner is survived by two daughters, Stephanie Miller and Darren Cornell of Boscobel, and Shannon and Mike Finnell of Gays Mills. Four grandchildren, a great-granddaughter, a brother, Larry and Alice Turner of Verona, two sisters, Marcia and Tom Matthews of Prairie du Chien, and Marilyn and Denny Achenbach of Mount Horeb. Lifelong friends, Pat Reed and Cindy McDowell Kramer, and many special aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, cousins, and friends. Diane L. Turner, 70, of Boscobel. James V. Jim Mathias, 78, of Sauk City and formerly of Richland Center in Cuba City, died Tuesday at the Montello Care Center. A memorial mass will be held at 11 o'clock Thursday at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Church in Richland Center. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of mass at 11. The Hooverston Funeral Homes in Sauk City and Mazomani are assisting the family. Jim Mathias is survived by his wife, Ginny, three children, Steve Mathias and Shauna Summers, Guy and Julie Mathias, and Peggy and Joe Beverly. Four grandchildren, a great-grandchild, two sisters, Pam and Floyd Gillen, and Michelle and Robert Schmitz, other relatives and friends. James V., Jim Mathias, 78, of Sauk City and formerly of Richland Center in Cuba City. David Arthur Bartz, 82, of Richland Center, died Sunday. In lieu of a service at this time, the family invites you to honor Dave by making a donation to Grace. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Dave Bartz is survived by his wife of 62 years, Pam, two daughters, Lisa and Doug Newman, and Tracy and Roger Ferguson. Four grandchildren, six step-grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, 11 step-great-grandchildren, a brother, Larry and Marge Bartz, and several cousins, nieces, nephews, and friends. David Arthur Bartz, 82, of Richland Center.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the water maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. It's tailgate time. Nathan's Angus Beef Franks, 11 ounces, $3.75. Bachler's fully cooked brats, $4 a pound. Beef sirloin kebab meat, $7 a pound. Smithfield baby back ribs, $2.75 a pound. Hormel flavored pork tenderloins, $2 a pound. Old Wisconsin brats, 24 ounce package, $7.75. Cut up chicken pieces, 85 cents a pound, or case price of 75 cents a pound. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sundays 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Ralph and Margaret Torgerson, Carrie and Barb Jones, Jim and Rhonda Laufenberg, Eric and Claire Bartles, Doug and Nicole Colson, and a happy 50th anniversary to Dave and Leanne Creary. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a great day, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, so far this month of October, temperatures have been running generally about 3 or 4 degrees above normal on average, and we're still well above normal today, but tomorrow we should be back closer to normal. Thanks to a cold front passing through our region later today. No precipitation with the front today, just some high clouds. Tomorrow, though, some scattered light showers could develop in the afternoon in various parts of Wisconsin, especially the central parts of the state, and also down toward the Illinois border. Then Sunday, a stronger low-pressure area swirling in from northern Minnesota down through Wisconsin should bring rain to much of north, central, and eastern parts of the state, with at least a chance of a couple of scattered showers here. We'll also see some gusty north winds develop Sunday afternoon into Sunday night, really pulling in the polar air, so temperatures actually going below normal for Monday and Tuesday. There could actually be a little bit of lake effect snow and rain activity in northern and eastern Wisconsin as well. Otherwise, pretty quiet weather for most of next week. We'll gradually see high pressure work in with plenty of sun and slow warming. The forecast for the rest of today, partly sunny, breezy, and warm for this time of the year. High close to 80, southwest wind 8 to 16 miles an hour, becoming west-northwest. Partly cloudy tonight, low 46. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy and much cooler. Slight chance of a light shower or sprinkles in the afternoon with highs in the mid-60s. The wind out of the east-northeast up to 10. Tomorrow night, we tumble down to 40 degrees. And Sunday, mostly cloudy and cool with a slight chance of a shower turning breezy later in the day. High of 59. On Monday, a cool day, good for a jacket. Partly sunny and breezy, low 36, high 53. Tuesday, hard frost in the morning with lows in the upper 20s. Partly cloudy to sunny, high at 55. Wednesday, another hard frost in the morning. Otherwise, sunshine, high 62. Breezy and warmer for Thursday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently 77 degrees in Richland Center with a mix of clouds and sunshine. After a high yesterday of 74, our low this morning was 38. Our highs so far today are current temperature of 77. The record high for this date set in 1928 is 84. The record low 17 was set in 1964. Last year's high was 64 with a low of 31. Sunset tonight will be at 6:26 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:11. In Richland Center, we have east-northeast winds 7 to 8 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 30.01 and no precipitation to report. It's currently 77 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A profile of the woman who chairs the National Dairy Checkoff Program today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Marilyn Hershey serves as board chairman for Dairy Management Incorporated, which operates the National Dairy Checkoff Program. Hershey and her husband also run an 800-cow dairy about an hour's drive west of Philadelphia, and she's actively involved there.
Each year, Duane and I will look at the farm and we'll try to decide how can we be more efficient, how can we make practices that improve our bottom line. If the improvements we make do not help us financially, we're not going to be able to do that.
Hershey says the farm added a methane digester in 2017.
Sustainability really has been part of our practices for decades. I come from many, many generations, as far back as I can research. We were dairy farmers. And, you know, changing our practices, improving our practices has always been a part of that.
Hershey views dairy as an industry moving forward.
Not every farm is going to do everything, but that all farms together, collectively, we can make really strong improvements.
Visit the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com to learn more. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio M. Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, egg supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small-town convenience. It's Aiderers in Plain.
A USDA official's optimistic the Mexican ban on genetically modified corn can be resolved. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Great performance in the field makes Pioneer brand corn number one in America. For a winning season, it's Pioneer brand corn. Your best year starts here. First, the USDA has made modest month-to-month adjustments to corn and soybean production estimates. Corn now pegged at 15.2 billion bushels, up less than 1% from September. Soybeans, a record 4.6 billion bushels, slightly less than last month on a minor cut to average yield. Corn and soybean harvests are ongoing, so these numbers will change between now and the preliminary official totals in January. USDA's Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs says she's optimistic about an upcoming panel discussion on Mexico's ban on genetically modified corn imports. Alexis Taylor tells Brownfield.
We know and believe quite strongly the science is on our side, and I think we are on track to have that resolution very soon, or the panel decision very soon, and look forward to really having that, reviewing it, and moving forward.
She says she's pleased with the work from USDA and the U.S. Trade Representative's office throughout the process. Some members of Congress are closely watching the upcoming Mexico ban decision, including Ashley Hinson.
Hoping that decision goes the right way for the United States and for our producers. When the USMCA was passed, I think the expectation was that that deal would be upheld, and Mexico needs to meet their end of the deal.
The Iowa Republican tells Brownfield she's been pressing some of Mexico's leadership on the issue. A seed sales representative says farmers might want to buy and plant earlier. Randy Schlatter with Brevant Seeds tells Brownfield certain varieties of corn and soybeans tend to go out the door fast.
Most of the companies really have the vast majority of their seed ordered and paid for really before the 1st of December anymore. And so it's not uncommon to run into situations where if you're looking for a certain hybrid or variety, you better go get it quick.
Schlatter says many farmers are planting earlier because the ground has been ready earlier during the past 2 years.
You better be prepared to take advantage of that first planting window that you can get. Otherwise, you end up in a situation like we did in northern Wisconsin this year where we didn't get that first window. You were a month or maybe even two later before you had that opportunity to get back in the fields.
Schlatter says it may seem early, but if the conditions are right, plant. USDA reports a pair of U.S. export sales to unknown destinations. An unnamed buyer bought 575,000 tons of U.S. corn and more than 130,000 tons of soybeans. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Find these stories and more online at Brownfield Ag News.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Direct cash cattle trade is off to a slow start on Friday, and cash hogs are steady. Hi, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. All is quiet in cash cattle country following a light trade that took place in most areas on Thursday. Southern live deals were marked at 186 to 187, steady to a dollar higher on the week. Northern dress deals were at 296, steady with the previous week. Asking prices for cattle left on show lists are around 188 in the south and 297 plus in the north. Boxed beef was higher at midday, with choice up 110 at 311.05 and select up 98 cents at 291.71. The choice select spread was 19.34. At the Hub City Livestock Auction in South Dakota this week, feeder steers over 850 pounds sold steady to $3 higher. Feeder heifers over 800 pounds were mostly steady. USDA says the sale featured both yearlings and calves with many loads and strings. There was very good demand for cattle off grass. Receipts were up on the week and near year-ago levels. Feeder supply included 63% steers, and 83% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers 954 pounds brought $235.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers 812 pounds sold for $234. Cash hogs are steady at midday with very light opening negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. It's been a pretty quiet week overall for the cash business, with mostly lower prices and limited negotiated movement as buyers try to improve their margins. The ongoing uncertainties about sustained domestic demand have also played a role in limiting the week's direct business. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct had no change in negotiated sales at midday, but have a 5-day rolling average of 75.52. The Western Corn Belt has a 5-day rolling average of 75.65. The Iowa, Minnesota, and Eastern Corn Belt have not been reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hogs are mostly steady at the Midwest cash markets, with barrels and gilts priced at 60, slaughter sows ranging from 60 to 66, and boars marked at 19. At the Illinois market, slaughter sows were steady at $56 to $68, and boars have a range of 15 to 30. Pork values were higher at midday, up 50 cents at $95.37. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Soybeans and corn are lower, cattle are mixed, hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition, and why they released more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are down. USDA's 2024 production guess was slightly lower than last month, but up 10% from last year with no changes to U.S. ending stocks. Global old and new crop numbers were nearly steady with September. November beans are down 9 3/4 at 10.05. January's 10.5 lower at 10.21. December bean meal's $1.40 lower at 3.1470. December soybean oil's down 55 points at 43.21. Corn's lower. Production was up modestly from a month ago, down modestly from a year ago, with ending stocks now below 2 billion bushels. There were no changes to new crop South American production or exports. December corn's 3 1/4 lower at 4.15 1/4. March is down 3 3/4 at 4.32 1/2. And wheat's down. U.S. wheat ending stocks were slightly lower, while global supplies were up modestly. USDA did lower production for the European Union and Russia. December Chicago's 9 3/4 lower at 5.94. December Kansas City's down 9 3/4 at 6.01 1/4. December Minneapolis is 9 1/4 lower at 6.41. Live and feeder cattle are adjusting spreads, waiting to see how much direct trade there is left to be done after yesterday's light activity. December live, 60 lower at 187.67, and February's down 62 at 188.25. November feeders are up 22 at 250.17. And hogs are supported by the modestly higher midday move in pork and end-of-the-week short covering. December lean's up 70 cents at 77.65. February's 67 higher at 81.07. And meanwhile, in the broader market, crude oil is weak. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Genuine steel products from Walsh's Ace are started, tested, and ready to go. Your steel purchase will include a warranty and expert advice from someone who's qualified to give it. And you can rest assured, Walsh's Ace will be around when you, your children, or grandchildren need it serviced. Put steel to work for you with the help of Walsh's Ace. Real steel. Get yours now at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello, this is Chase Heston, 21 Tips on Coxer Realty, with sales results at upcoming events. Large squares topped at $210 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Coin, online only, auction ending October 16th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Vehicles, guns, wildlife mirrors, tools, household, and more. Online only, auction ending October 23rd at 6 p.m. Soft close again. Call 608-723-4020 for more info or go to www.timsuckauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Heston. Have a great day.
Protecting pollinators now a priority. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Pollinators, like honeybees, play a crucial role in our food production system. Katie Savinelli with Syngenta is a champion for pollinator health. She tells Brownfield the interest in protecting pollinators has been on the rise for the last decade.
People were afraid that there were not going to be any more honeybees. Now, we know the honeybee population, a domestic species, they're really important. The honeybees are really important for almond production, a lot of the vegetables, a lot of the, you know, the fruits and everything that we enjoy. And so when news came out that the pollinators were in severe decline and we may not be able to eat foods other than, let's say, bread and pasta, people were very worried. And so all of us came together as registrants, as, you know, stakeholders with the beekeepers, USDA, a lot of groups, just to say, okay, what do we know? What can we do?
She says that means following label instructions at application.
With insecticides, there is potential harm for pollinators. So one of the things we have on our labels is do not use during flowering.
Savinelli says there's also the Be Sure initiative.
And really it's about at planting, make sure the seeds are covered up, there's no dust. And then if there's foliar applications, make sure that you, number one, understand if there's bees close by, what can do to protect them. And then also just be mindful of, you know, how the application's made.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC, is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6450.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Mee, inviting you to join us for Those Were the Days, Saturday night, the best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. The songs that take me back to the way it used to be.
Hello, this is Phil Mee speaking. I was wondering if you have a date for the Ithaca Homecoming Dance. Oh, October 12th? Hello? Hello?
Those Were the Days. We'll be flashing back to this weekend in 1984 on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO